7.
8.
9.
Hey, hello?
10.
I'm having soup here. Sooner or later, one of you guys is gonna miss. Then what?
The end of life as we know it.
Hey, come on, Lowell. This is really making me nervous. Would you take that outside?
Okay. But wouldn't playing catch by myself basically just be throwing the ball away?
All right, fine. I'll leave. This is a disaster waiting to happen.
Come on, would you just relax?
Joe, can I...
Oh. Got to smile at the irony, Joe.
One-way ticket to Hyannis, please.
With pleasure. Our normal fare is $60, but we here at Aeromass like to honor our troops with a half-price discount.
$30? Great. Appreciate it.
Why, Roy, what a nice thing to do.
Well, it's just my little way of saying thanks to our troops for the job they did over in Saddam Sandbox.
One-way ticket to Hyannis, please.
That'll be $90.
Roy!
I gotta make it up somewhere. She wants a better rate, let her enlist.
Hey, Helen, how was the date last night?
I don't want to ever speak to you again as long as I live.
Sounds like something one of my dates would say. Usually preceded by, don't touch that.
How could you set me up with such a weirdo?
What, Red Hastings? I thought you two would have a lot in common.
Like what?
Well, you're both desperate.
Do you have any idea why they call him Red?
Oh, I get it. You're turned off by red hair?
No, I like the hair. I even don't mind the red car. But the red shoes, the red jacket, the red shirt, the red pants, the red socks, the red carpet, the red couch, the red cat.
Red cat?
He dyed it. He dyed his cat. Just take a wild guess what movie we rented.
Blue Velvet.
Reds. The man thinks it's funny.
It is funny. His name's Red.
I appreciate you trying to get me into circulation after Joe dumped me, but from now on, I'll take care of my own love life.
Could have been worse. His nickname could have been Stinky.
Hey, look at this. The new L.L. Bean and J. Crew catalog came on the same day. Oh, I feel like stopping what I'm doing and writing down how I feel. Hey, Helen. So I heard you went out with Red Hastings last night.
And I had a lovely time, thank you.
Okay, fine. It just seemed like sort of a weird choice to me. I mean, it's got that thing about the color red.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
Here he's got red cats.
One red cat. Can a man have one red cat? You know, it's a sad day in this country when a man with a simple little eccentricity is labeled the village idiot.
Oh, here, here.
Look, as long as everybody's here, I'd just like to say something. I know what kind of people you are, and I know you like to make a big deal about everyone's birthday, but now that I am firmly entrenched in my 30s, I prefer not to have my birthday recognized. I'd just like to let this day slip by like any other day. No cards, no gifts, no nothing. And if any of you were planning a party, I don't want one.
Today's your birthday?
Well, yeah.
I thought it was last week.
No, it's today. But I'm serious. I don't want you to do anything.
Aw, let us do a little
something. No, I have reached the age when your birthday doesn't mean you're getting a year older. It means you're getting a year closer to death.
Joe, you should not feel that way. You know what they say, life is like a fine wine.
Yeah. You get better with age.
Only up to a point. Then you turn sour, everything settles to the bottom, and they can't get rid of you fast enough. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
Did anybody else hear what Joe just said?
Yeah, he doesn't want a party.
No, I mean really hear what he said.
He doesn't want a party for his birthday?
I think what Joe's saying is that he really would like a party.
No, I was sitting right there, Faye. I know what I heard.
The point I am laboring to make is I think Joe would really like to have a party.
You didn't hear the words hearing aid for me.
Come on, let's do it up big and have a real party.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, actually. Yeah. Why not?
Let's see. We could do a circus theme. We could do the terminal over like a big top and hang a trapeze from the balcony. You sell cotton candy and all dress up in clown suits. Too much?
Maybe a tad.
Surprise parties are always nice. I know it's really short notice, but I know that Helen, we could put something together for tonight.
I'm very excited. I've already found the perfect gift. 24-carat gold silk line hand-engraved cigarette case.
Yeah, Antonio, Joe doesn't smoke.
Well, I still have a few hours left. Maybe I'll find something else on the floor of my cab.
That's right. We want Happy Birthday, Joe, spelled out in chocolate frosting. We need it for tonight. We're having a surprise party for him in the hangar. Oh, and Thelma, put a couple of clowns on top. I'll take the heat.
Say, Helen, the buzz around the airport is that you're available for discreet introductions.
Great. Now you're going to try to set me up with somebody.
Well, not just somebody. It's my cousin Bevo.
Lowell, I'm really not interested. Thank you.
Well, I got his picture right here in my pocket.
Lowell, I'm telling you, I have no... Whoa, hunk-a-doodle-doo.
Well, that means that you are interested. I'm going to see him at the hospital right now.
You're kidding. He's a doctor?
No, he just hangs around outside the pathology lab to see if they throw out anything that he can use.
Hey, bad news. They just called an emergency town council meeting. I can't make Joe's party tonight.
Oh, well, this is perfect, Roy. Now your gift to Joe can be not showing up. I think it'll be his favorite.
We planned this party so fast, you and I completely forgot. We volunteered to man the suicide hotline tonight.
Is it tonight?
Yes.
Well, can't we just leave the machine on?
Faye.
Well, no one ever calls.
Well, you don't have to sound so disappointed.
You're all right.
Hackett, looks like the big party is just going to be you and Lowell and Antonio.
Can you give me that hotline number?
Why don't we just plan the party for tomorrow night? Is that all
right? In fact, that'll be even better because he'll never suspect it the day after his birth.
Right.
You know, Helen, I hope it's not wrong, but we spent so much time training to work that hotline, and then you sit there night after night, and nobody ever calls, and it gets to be kind of depressing. I mean, I only want to help someone.
Well, there's been so many layoffs, and you know, the divorce rate is up. Looks like rain tonight.
You know, you're right. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Oh, Gail, your birthday present came in the mail today. Thank you so much. I like it. I love it. Of all the things you could have brought me from Argentina, nothing would have made me happier than a gaucho hat. No, I will cherish it. Every time I look at it, I'll think of you. Yeah, I wish you could be here. I found out they're throwing me a surprise party. Yeah, I didn't want them to go through all the trouble, but now that they have, it's kind of flattering. Yeah, the only thing I don't know is how they're going to spring it on me.
You think you're... Oh, sorry.
Hold on a sec. No, it's okay. Listen, Gail, I got to go. I'll call you back later, okay? Yeah, me too. Bye-bye.
Joe, were you serious about not wanting to do anything special for your birthday tonight?
Yes, I was.
Oh, good. Because Ed from Ed's Freight and Storage called, and he wants to know if somebody can be here about 8 o'clock tonight to sign for delivery. It's probably those new seats you ordered for the plane.
Well, can't he just bring them in the morning? Oh. Tonight, you say? Really? Isn't 8 o'clock a little late for a delivery?
Well, Ed's swamped, and we're the last ones on his list.
Oh, well, isn't Ed the busy one?
Well, I would have asked someone else, but you're the only one who can stay. Everybody else has plans.
Everybody? What social butterflies? All right, Faye, I'll stay. I got some paperwork I can finish up till Ed gets here. Just hope Ed isn't too late.
Good, I'll tell Ed you're going to be here.
You Joe Hackett?
Yeah.
Ed. Ed's Freight and Storage.
You're Ed? I didn't think there was an Ed.
Well, there better be. I've been getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning for the past 20 years for nothing. Go ahead, Skip. Set her down. Down! Down! It's my sister's kid. I'm teaching him the business. He's a little thick.
Hey.
Anyway, the lady said you'd be waiting. Told me to give it to you. Nobody else. Made a big deal about it.
Oh. Wait a minute. Only me, huh? Oh, I get it. I don't believe it. They're inside, right?
Of course.
What are they going to do? Jump out and yell surprise?
They're airplane seats.
Yeah, right, Ed.
Hey, you got a sign for these, buddy.
Got a sign for them. Nice touch. So, what do you think, Ed? This box might be a little too strong for the crowbar. Maybe I ought to get out the blasting caps.
What are you, nuts?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That might be a little dangerous. Maybe I should just drop it off a cliff.
Cool. Hey, I know. Let's burn this sucker.
What's going on here? There's nothing in here but airplane seats.
What'd you expect?
My friends wearing party hats.
Come on, Skip.
Hey, dude. We can still burn them.
Thanks for the lift, Antonio. I can't believe my damn car broke down.
A 15-year-old El Camino with a coat hanger for an antenna. Go figure. Excuse me, Roy. That will be $5.50.
You're gonna charge me? That wasn't a cab ride. That was one friend helping out another.
Right, for $5.50.
I was halfway to the airport already. You were gonna come here anyhow.
I see. So next time I go to Boston, since you fly there anyway, you will take me there for free.
Tell you what, Curly. Since you took me halfway, I'll do the same for you. Bring your water wings and a set of flippers.
Next time I try to run him down like everybody else.
You know, Helen, I've been meaning to tell you, this morning I met the nicest man.
Okay, that is it. That is the fourth time I've heard that today, and frankly, I'm getting a little sick of this. Attention, everyone. My name is Helen Chapel, and yes, my boyfriend recently dumped me, and no, I haven't been on a date since, and I am fine with that. I'm single, unattached, and I like it that way, so please do not fix me up with anyone, absolutely no one. Thank you! Does that answer your question?
Well, actually, Helen, what I was going to say about that man this morning, he asked me out.
So I just made a complete ass out of myself for no reason?
Oh, I don't know. It's brought a little smile to my face.
Hey, morning, bro.
Bite it.
Oh, Joe, thanks for staying last night.
Oh, hey, No problem. There's nothing I'd rather do than hang around all night waiting for a bunch of airplane seats. By the way, Faye's little phony baloney phone call about my birthday cake worked like a charm. Ha ha, big joke. Happy birthday to me.
If I'm not mistaken, it's happy birthday to you.
No, he found out about the party, but he didn't know we changed the night.
Can you imagine how lousy he must have felt?
It's just so sad.
Poor guy.
It's a pretty pitiful picture, all right.
All right, but we have to do something to make it up to him.
Well, we are. Remember, we're throwing him a party tonight.
Hey, look, I know Hackett's a sap, but how are you going to lure him to the party after what happened last night?
All right, look, guys. Look, if we really want to get Joe here, there's no way he's going to fall for just any run-of-the-mill story. This calls for a masterpiece of BS. I'm going to go inside that office, pull on my hip waders, shovel myself a Mona Lisa. Joe? Your surprise party's tonight. You got to show up.
Yeah, right, dipstick, like I'm going to fall for it twice.
No. It was scheduled for last night, but we had to reschedule it for tonight. So who's the dipstick now?
You still are.
Yeah, I know, but I think Will's gaining. Seen that hat he's been wearing?
Wait a minute. You really were planning a surprise party?
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't feel too stupid.
Well, then you're not trying hard enough.
Oh. Better go out there and apologize.
No.
Sorry, man.
No, listen. Just turn up here at 8 o'clock and act surprised.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll be here. Thanks.
You really went off the deep end on this one.
You don't know the half of it. When Ed showed up with that big crate, I had myself convinced that you guys were packed inside, ready to jump out and yell surprise. I think Ed's afraid of me now.
Oh, great. Isn't that a little elaborate?
Well, I didn't know how far you guys were planning to go with my surprise.
Well, I'll tell you how far. The last suggestion was Faye popping up from behind your counter with a sparkler clenched in her teeth.
Are you sure this was such a good idea?
Helen, I'm telling you, Joe thought we were going to do it last night. He'll never suspect that we're going to do it again tonight.
Do they really have to nail this thing shut? You know I'm claustrophobic. Did I mention that I'm claustrophobic?
Only about 8 times.
9. I count 9.
Does claustrophobic mean that you're afraid of confined spaces, or does it mean that you sweat a lot?
Take your pick.
This is going to be so wonderful. Imagine the look on Joe's face when he opens the box.
And finds our lifeless bodies with splinters under our fingernails where we tried to claw our way out.
Well, I just wish you would get this party going. I've got a late date tonight.
No, Helen, you don't have to make up stories for us.
I'm not. I met him at the terminal today. He owns a body and fender shop.
Gay. Definitely gay.
He's not.
Oh, grow up. Auto repair? It's a front.
I can't believe it, Gail. They did it to me again. Yeah, these people are just jerking me around. I guess I'm just too trusting. Is that a man's voice I hear in the background? Right. The TV. Yeah. Wait, hold on a second. Something's happened. Hold on.
Hey, Miss Jack, remember me?
Yeah, Skip, isn't it?
Isn't it what?
Never mind. What can I do for you, Skip?
Ah, I got a box out on the truck you need to sign for.
Are you sure? I'm not expecting anything.
Yeah, your brother came in this afternoon and set it all up.
Wait. Brian set it all up? Oh, I don't believe this. They're inside the box, right?
I'm not allowed to say. Anyway, if you sign the receipt, I can go load up the forklift and bring them on in. Bring it in.
There you go.
Thanks.
Gail, you are not going to believe this. Tonight, they really are in a packing crate. Yeah, I think Helen's in there, too. Don't be ridiculous. I have to open it. Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Hey, Skip! Turn around! No, I mean the forklift! Turn the forklift around!
Hey, we're moving. You must be taking us into the hangar.
Oh, this is going to be a great surprise.
Oh, I'm having trouble breathing. Is anybody else having trouble breathing?
You know, until this moment, I never really understood the phrase, the smell of fear.
For me, this brings back happy memories. It's how me and my five cousins first came to America. Now, that was a small box. At least in this one, you can go off by yourself.
It's getting a little hot in here, isn't it?
No kidding. Beginning to think maybe cheese was the wrong gift idea.
Got an itch on the back of my arm, Roy. Would you scratch it for me, please?
All right, I'll try.
Hey! That's not Brian, and that's not an arm.
Oh, what was it?
Never mind, but if you touch it again, you'll draw back a bloody stump.
Here you go.
Skip, you might as well stick around and have some cake. Give me a hand here. Ready? What the hell is...
Uh-oh. My uncle's gonna kill me. This box was supposed to go to Boston.
Where's the other one? The hell's he waiting for Christmas?
We'll be out of here any minute now.
I smell salt air. Does anybody else smell salt air?